And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There's a threesome reality show, Nick. Is that probably Britain, right?
YouTube.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
When you get to pick somebody or what?
It's Adam 22 and Lena the Plug. I haven't heard of them. Launch a dating show where the winner gets to have a threesome with this couple. But it's going to be a dude. Lady threesome.
That's not
a gangbang.
Yeah, it's a gangbang.
Unless you're into dudes.
That's a spit, yeah. We call that. Yeah.
So there's 10 contestants, and then the threesome.
She's hot, man. I'm looking at her right now.
The threesome will be on OnlyFans.
So she picks two dudes.
Well, no, she's married. This couple's married.
Oh, they pick a guy.
So they're,
okay.
They're picking
he's a
guy.
Cuck then, too. He's a cuck then, too. He wants to see somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know if he's into dong as well.
You got to be careful there.
She's defending her husband's honor because she said there's a double standard because they've had hundreds of threesomes with other women and nobody had an issue with that.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, yeah, it's a double standard. We admit that.
Yeah, I've been involved in the other one too. The two guys don't touch each other. It's no big deal, but you better know the guy
pretty
well.
Yeah, so it could be like that sort of situation, too. But.
Yeah. Now, I saw a story.
It does seem interesting.
I saw a story where a married couple in England, now, apparently they are swappers, I guess, but at least they had a threesome on their wedding night with one of the bridesmaids.
I saw that story, too.
That's pretty hot.
Who did?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it was hot until you saw the video.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I know.
It was hot in my mind.
I saw what the bridesmaids looked like. Yeah, it looked like an A1C commercial. Right?
Where did you hear about this?
I'm sorry.
These
I apologize.
Were people you knew?
I
no, it was something. It was something.
I just hate that commercial.
Rolled through Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like there's some of the contestants on the show. There's a TikToker. It says there's a tap dancing virgin. There's a male porn star, a guy who's John Legendary, who's known for banging
virgin,
other guys' wives.
He tap dances. That's why he's a virgin.
Did you think you were going to say tap dancing virgin when you got up this morning?
Clackety clack.
That's just a collection of words that don't generally find themselves together. Well, I guess they may.
Yeah.
High school band virgin, same thing. Tap dancing virgin, same stuff. Right.
I want to argue with you.
They kind of go together. I know you do, but you don't. Briefcase virgin. Todd was a briefcase virgin for a while, you know?
Where else are you going to keep all those condoms? Yeah.
Apparently, there's a dreamboat in there, too, named Thugger.
To take care of the girl.
Is Thugger the guy right below that in the picture with all the face tattoos?
I don't know if he's the dreamboat.
That might be the husband.
No, the husband's name
is
Adam 22.
It looks like he has face tattoos.
I'm looking at Adam 22 here.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The husband's for the love of Lena.
Yeah.
And this show is where? Just a YouTube show?
YouTube.
Okay.
And then the threesome will be on OnlyFans.
The one guy's a huge black guy with tattoos all over his face.
That's not Thugger.
Oh, that's that Thugger?
No, that's not Thugger. Yeah. I just looked up Thugger, and he's a different guy.
So does she only pick him, or does they both have to pick him?
I think they consult each other.
This guy has a huge Atlanta Falcons logo tattooed on his cheek.
Does he?
That's pretty cool.
Is it?
Do you think the husband's going to say, I got to see the wieners first? He's just going to pick the smallest guy?
You just said that.
Yeah. I did say that, right.
Most guys do say that when they're about to tag team a woman. They check their buddy's wiener.
I love there's a screenshot here of a caption.
Unfortunately, you see it angry sometimes. What was that?
Of the closed captioning, this is just this guy wearing a suit. He says, I'm very comfortable with effing someone else's wife while they're there.
Oh,
it seems a lot more interesting than your average reality show.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yes.
Yeah. And nowadays, I mean, it's just right on your streaming service, so it's pretty put on the big TV. It's like watching anything on TV.
Well, you just got the YouTube app right there on the YouTube.
Exactly,
pull it up,
right.
You know?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
There's banging that goes on all those other reality shows. They just don't show it. And
true.
Here they will.
And if the banging's the whole point and there's no, like, oh, we're going to have a relationship or whatever, why do I just pick one?
That's a good point, Nick. It's just banging. Ain't like they're hanging out.
Yeah,
dinner,
if they've already had hundreds
together.
Of other threesomes.
Yeah,
right.
This one seems like a little more honest reality show than the rest of them.
And this might be a little sexy because I want to see her. I'm just looking at her right now. Yeah, she's a brunette.
Lena the Plug.
Yeah,
It's an interesting name to choose. Lena the Plug.
Yeah. Well, her husband's name is Adam 22.
Like, that could be an all-time bad porn name.
Well, she is going to be a plug, you know?
Looks like she's a porn star.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We
man.
Use that term loosely.
Yeah. Is that part of the fetish thing you sent me yesterday, Todd? The
most common fetishes?
Do we got any of these?
Tap dancers aren't one of them.
Yeah, I think we're pretty vanilla.
I don't know. We found out recently somebody's into the hot past fetish.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to have reciprocity. In that instance,
What was hot? What was that one?
Todd admitted the other day the whole hit the stories of other times,
the past.
His wife telling him stories.
Yeah, that's the fetish. Francona day? Yeah,
the Terry Francona stories.
Yeah. Kissing
him outside a stadium in 1981.
Then what did he do?
He just kissed me. And we left.
He took it opposite field for a double.
Did he get on second base? Yes, he did.
You like an auditory voyeur?
Todd's wife kissed Terry Francona years ago. That's the story there. It's always.
And we've gotten a lot of mileage out of that.
Yes, we have.
Now he's retired. He has more time to make out.
He does, yeah. And he's got a lot of money, too, man. Yeah, she should look him up.
You think baseball managers ever just, like, lean on, like, propped themselves up with their foot on stairs when they missed a game.
Just stand there like that, right? So what are the fetishes, man?
I got to get my computer.
Terry Francona stories. Okay. Right.
That's one of them. I don't think that's one of them.
That's very specialized.
It's very specialized. If your wife ever made out with Terry Francona.
And you want to hear about it.
Yeah. And you want to hear about it. I'm sure he was a cute 22-year-old kid at one point, but I picture him now all the time. Just this bald baseball manager, 60 years old.
With his elbow on his knee.
This is from some sex worker. Does a podcast called...
So she knows what people are into, right? Yeah.
Smut Drop.
All right. Ooh, that's a weird name, too.
Oh, and she really gets into, and I guess the
that's
main...
That's a puss saw in his hotel room, yeah. Smut Drop.
Everywhere.
All over
the
place.
The main
everywhere.
Focus of the podcast that she does is CNC, consensual non-consent, referred to as rape fantasy.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't really get that, but apparently you
walk into a room and the guy jumps out from behind the counter or
boo.
Boo, he's got,
But you also got to have some safe words.
You got to be pretty sure that somebody's into that.
Mine is stop raping me. I've tried that. That's my safe word.
A bad safe word, man.
Yeah, that's one I really don't
Rape's
get.
Not funny, by the way.
A lot of these kinks I kind of understand. I don't participate, but I kind of get it, but the rape fantasy, no, I don't get that one. There's also another one called, I think it's Somno something, where people are, they want you to wake them up. They want to wake up with, like, you on top of them.
Ah.
Inside them?
Yeah, possibly. But that's a thing.
Well, you're
where,
awake before that happens. If you're not, you're pretty wise.
If you're in a relationship.
You're totally used to it.
If you're a woman who would really like that to happen.
I didn't
happen,
feel it, man.
Didn't even wake me up.
Then you should express that to your guy because you're giving consent ahead of time.
Yes, right. There's no problem with that. Yeah, I can see that.
Because years ago, I recall having a conversation. When you're blackout drunk and I'm nearly drunk and we're both kind of horny.
Right.
Can I go ahead without feeling like I'm violating you? And yeah.
And what did Tyler say?
He's fine with that.
I had yes tattooed on my forehead, man.
You're like, sir, I'm just checking you into the motor hotel.
I don't even know you,
sir. Where did
sir?
This come from?
I don't even know you, sir.
Here's your key. Why do you stay?
Hey, later
room,
on, if I'm blackout drunk and you're blackout drunk and I just have some sex with you. I don't even
sorry
know
the
you,
cups
sir.
Are so small.
Yeah, I can't find the name of that cake, but that's
so that's just waking somebody up sexually, obviously, right?
I mean, yeah,
with oral or digital or whatever.
Somnophilia.
Somnophilia, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like more of an affliction.
Well, you're right, Todd. That's something you just tell a person ahead of time. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Whatever you want, man. You know,
go for it.
It's somebody you're in a relationship with.
Yeah. Right.
Not to be confused with sleep sex. It is in which an individual becomes sexually aroused by someone who is unconscious.
Whoa.
So it'd be the...
That's a bad fetish.
Yeah.
I fell asleep on a girl years ago. She just shoved me off, left my apartment, man.
Is this consensual?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The podcast Smut Drop is hosted by somebody named Miranda Kane. Skull Candy Bree is the one who's talking about the consensual non-consent.
Skull Candy?
What?
Skull Candy.
Consensual.
And they don't explain it very well.
Consensual, non-consensual. The word non-consensual shouldn't be in there at all. It should be called a rape fantasy.
Well, but
because it's consensual no matter what.
Right.
It's just the person acts like you broke into the house
but I
and
think without
you don't
the,
want sex.
Without the, without the consensual non-consent, without that first consent, then it's just rape.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it should just be called consensual rape fantasy. Because there is consent, completely consent. You're doing it because you want to have sex. You're just acting like you're not.
Yeah.
Know?
But that first consent, I think, is really important.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
It's critical.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
so I think you really need that.
It's rape.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just rape. And that's not cool.
It should be fully realized that if you're faking it and the guy's pretending he's raping you, you should also be able to grab something from the nightstand and just rack him over the head with it like you would in a real situation. So all of a sudden there's a trophy or something like that or a lamp just crushing into your lover's head. And say, well, what was that about? Well, it's just a rape fantasy. That's what I'd do if I was getting raped. I'd beat the hell out of you. All right.
Yeah, I don't understand that one.
Yeah.
No.
And as a dude, you don't want to, like, if you're going along, you're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Then, like, you're into that?
Yeah.
If you get one, if you're like, that becomes your thing. You don't want that to be your thing.
No.
Yeah.
That's one of those you'd have to have the consent and then go, okay, now, some other time, we'll do this.
Back in the day when driving gloves were cool.
Was that a thing?
That two-day window?
Todd and I
was
both,
that a thing?
It was a thing.
I don't think that was a thing.
Late '80s, mid-80s, people wore driving gloves.
Unironically.
I know. Yeah. But Todd and I both had them for a while there. I remember that early
Don't 90s, drag him too. Under your driving glove bus.
But I remember I was dating a girl. It was the mid-80s. I was dating
a T-top?
I was my girlfriend at the time, and she liked the way the driving gloves looked on me, but she wanted me to wear those during sex one night. And so I wore I'm naked with driving gloves on. Now, she didn't want to be choked or anything like that.
Oh, God.
It's just like, what the hell?
Right now.
You guys did some blow.
Well, her and I did, yes.
Yeah, that was drug induced.
She was a sweet lady, man. Yeah. She was pretty cool.
I don't know. I think she made some questionable choices.
She dodged a bullet, though, I'm sure. But
how do you snort yourself to wearing the driving gloves during
because
sex?
She wanted me to wear the driving gloves to bed. You know, yeah,
I've had that request before, and you get a request like that, you honor that.
But the funny part is, after sex is done, sex is done, you realize you're naked because I don't wear socks. I'm not a black guy. I was just standing there. I was laying there with driving gloves on, and I'm naked. You know,
I got to get some driving gloves. But did they have fingers?
They still make them. I think at the BMW dealer gives them out when you buy one.
Are they fingerless?
These weren't fingerless. No, these
the
weren't
big,
fingerless.
With the big open spot on the
hole,
back of the hand and the little knuckle holes.
Exactly.
That whole thing.
Exactly. Try them on, strip down the nut. Your wife will love it.
Genuine leather, $18.
I doubt it.
They still make them, but once again, they were cool at one point.
They're like the weightlifting gloves without the padding.
Yeah.
They weren't fingerless.
Or the usefulness.
They weren't fingerless. They were actual driving gloves. Driving gloves aren't fingerless.
The driving gloves I had no fingers.
Nah. It might be harder to find them right now because Halloween is over.
Yeah.
And that's really the only time you would need those?
Oh, they're right. There's a lot of different colors, too.
That was her fetish a little bit. It's a little one. No big deal. We didn't do it all the time, but, you know.
Well, that would be just a minor kink, then.
Yeah.
All right, according to Anthony.
Yeah, I call
that
a kink.
And Anthony has checked in several times.
That
just when they were cool. Was that an 8-day window in 89?
Ask your dad. Your dad probably wore it, man. Your dad wore it.
The Brianna
you know
chick
did, man.
From St. Louis.
Yeah.
I had a sports car, too, at the time, Nick.
Cool.
Yeah.
filmed her first porn with Lena Plug.
Lena the Plug.
The Plug.
Get it right.
Oh, and she likes to toss, apparently.
Oh.
There was some tossing.
Who all does? Right. Lena
That's
does?
That's something we can all understand.
I think the Brianna chick.
All right.
Okay.
Quick break. Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.